Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 11, verses 4 through 18, select verses. Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." I replied, "Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth." The voice spoke from heaven a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." So, if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way? When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." Be our guest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have you ever seen Beauty and the Beast? There's a fun scene where Belle sneaks downstairs at night because she's super hungry. Instead of treating her like a prisoner, all the enchanted furniture welcomes her with a fancy dinner. They roll out a huge white tablecloth, pile on yummy food, beef stew, cheesy treats, flaming desserts, and sing, "Be our guest." They want her to feel special. A long time ago, Peter, one of Jesus' followers, had a super strange dream. In the dream, a big white sheet came down from heaven. On it were animals, big ones, creepy ones, flying ones. Then Peter heard a voice say, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." Peter was shocked. "I can't eat those. Jewish people don't eat those animals." But then the voice said, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." God was showing Peter something amazing. Jesus didn't just come for one group of people. He came for everyone. Jesus' love is for the whole world, no matter where you're from or what you've done. It's like God rolled out a big tablecloth, filled it with something way better than beef stew and pie, and said, "You're my guest. Come, sit at my table. You belong here because of Jesus." Jesus died on the cross and rose again to wash away all our sins, even the really messy, ugly ones. Because of him, we're not prisoners to sin anymore. We are invited guests at God's heavenly banquet. And guess what? The guest list is huge. Everyone is welcome, even people who weren't part of God's family before. That means you. That means me. That means everyone. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, thank you for taking away the old rules and making a place for us at your table. Thank you for loving us and inviting us to the party in heaven. Help us tell others that they're invited too. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.